This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with the news. The headlines first. 10 writ petitions filed in the Supreme Court seeking a mandamus order against House of Representatives dissolution. President Ramchandra Paudil and National Assembly Chair Narayan Prasad Dahal hold a meeting. Speaker Devaraj Ghimiri consults the contemporary political situation with political parties' representatives. Nepal thrashes Oman by 38 runs in T20 World Cup qualifiers, qualifies for T20 World Cup 2026. And Afghan Taliban and Pakistan agree short truce after deadly clashes. Now, the news in detail. 10 writ petitions were filed in the Supreme Court yesterday challenging the recent dissolution of the House of Representatives. According to Supreme Court spokesperson Arjun Prasad Koirala, the court had scheduled the hearing for October 29th before the constitutional bench. The petitioners have sought a mandamus order to annul the Prime Minister's appointment, overturn the dissolution of Parliament and reinstate the House of Representatives. Regular court activities had been suspended since the Supreme Court building was damaged during the Gen Z protest on September 9th, with only habeas corpus cases being heard to date. Prime Minister Sushila Karki received courtesy call from ambassadors of the United Kingdom, South Korea and Australia at her office in Singhadarbar yesterday. During the meetings, discussions focused on bilateral cooperation and matters of mutual interest. Prime Minister Karki highlighted that the government's main priorities are promoting good governance and ensuring the successful conduct of the March 5, 2026 elections. The UK delegation discussed broad bilateral cooperation. The South Korean ambassador focused on strengthening Nepal-South Korea ties, and the Australian ambassador held talks on trade, economic cooperation, and people-to-people exchanges. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Kulman Ghising has called on the Electricity Regulation Commission to introduce a competitive system for power purchase agreements in hydropower projects. While receiving a report from Commission Chair Ram Prasad Dhital, Minister Ghising said that setting a competitive base rate for hydropower, similar to solar energy, would ensure transparency and expand energy access. Minister Ghising also urged the Commission to make regulations more effective and promote greater private sector participation in the energy sector. In a separate incident, German Ambassador to Nepal Udo Jürgen-Volz paid a courtesy call on Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Kulman Ghising yesterday at Singhadarbar. The two discussed ongoing Nepal-Germany cooperation in the energy sector, including support for electric vehicles, feasibility studies for trolley buses and building charging stations. Minister Ghising also requested German technical assistance for reconstructing public infrastructure damaged during the recent Gen Z movement. National Assembly Chair Narayan Prasad Dahal met with President Ramchandra Paudil yesterday at Sita Nivas, briefing him on his upcoming participation in the 151st General Assembly of the Inter-Parliamentary Union in Geneva and on the National Assembly elections scheduled for the month of Magh. Earlier, Chair Dahal, who had also met with Prime Minister Sushila Karki to discuss the Nepal's participation in the IPU Assembly and other political matters. Meanwhile, Speaker of the House of Representatives, Devaraj Ghimiri, held consultations with leaders of various political parties at his office in Singhadarbar. The Speaker highlighted the crucial role of parties in safeguarding the Constitution and strengthening democracy, urging their cooperation. Former chief whips and whips of several parties attended, while the Rashtriya Swatantra Party did not participate. Jitendra Sonal of the Loktantrik Samajwadi Party, LSP, has been appointed Chief Minister of Madhya Province. Province Chief Sumitra Subedi Bhandari made the appointment yesterday in accordance with the Constitution of Nepal. Two claims had been submitted for the post, one from Jitendra Sonal, backed by six parties including the LSP, and another from Krishna Prasad Yadav, supported by the CPN-UML, Nepali Congress and others. province chief Bhandari had earlier called for claims from any provincial assembly member able to secure a majority with the support of two or more parties by 4 p.m. yesterday. The Central Committee meeting of the CPN-EML, which began yesterday in Lalitpur, is continuing today as well. According to Rajendra Gautam, chief of the UML Publicity Department, around 50 Central Committee members shared their views on the political report and policy proposal presented by party chair K.P. Sharma Oli. Members provided feedback and key suggestions on issues such as formation of an interim government and the possible dissolution of the House of Representatives. Each member was given 3 minutes to present their remarks, while those unable to finish were asked to submit their suggestions in writing. Inaugurating the party's 10th Central Committee meeting, Chair Oli clarified that the CPN-UML is a party which is not one that drifts wherever the wind blows, and called on the leaders and cadres of the CPN Unified Socialist to return to the UML. The District Police Range Kathmandu has urged the public to celebrate Tihar safely and responsibly, calling on citizens to immediately report any suspicious or unlawful activities in their homes or communities. In a public notice issued yesterday, the police advised people to contact the control room at number 100 if they witness any untoward incidents. They also requested that Deusi Vailo programs be conducted only in familiar areas and in a decent manner. Police strictly warned against the use of firecrackers, noting that violators could face up to 3 years in jail and a fine under the Civil Code 2074. The public has also been urged to avoid gambling, drunk driving and drinking or smoking in public places, and people leaving their homes during the festival are advised to inform neighbours or the nearest police post and to refrain from posting travel plans on social media. Banks and financial institutions can now use their corporate social responsibility CSR funds to support people affected by the Gen Z demonstrations on September 8 and 9. According to the Nepal Rashtra Bank, this provision was introduced through the Second Amendment to the CSR Guidelines for Banks and Financial Institutions 2081 Bikram Sambat. The amendment follows CSR budgets to be used for assisting those injured and for supporting the families of individuals who lost their lives during the protest. As per the CSR policy, banks and financial institutions must allocate 1% of their net profit for social welfare activities. Nepal defeated Oman by 38 runs in the Super 6 stage of the ICC T20 World Cup Asia and East Asia Pacific qualifiers last night, climbing to the top of the standings with 8 points. Chasing Nepal's target of 152 runs, Oman managed 113 runs for 9 wickets in 20 overs. Earlier, Nepal posted 151 runs for 9 wickets, with opener Kusal Bhurtil top scoring with 69 runs. Nepal has already qualified for the 2026 T20 World Cup and will face Samoa in their final Super 6 match on Friday, aiming to strengthen their chances of winning the tournament. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now onto an international news update. Pakistan and Afghanistan's Taliban government have agreed to a temporary 48-hour ceasefire following fresh border clashes and reported Pakistani airstrikes on Kabul and Kandahar. Both sides claimed that the other requested the truce, which came into effect yesterday. The violence erupted after recent explosions in Afghanistan, which Kabul blamed on Islamabad, while the Taliban denied harboring militants targeting Pakistan. A Taliban spokesperson said 12 civilians were killed and over 100 wounded by Pakistani firing, with both sides claiming heavy casualties on the other side. The ceasefire allows Afghan forces to hold fire as long as no one commits aggression, according to the Taliban. The recent clashes followed intense weekend fighting, with both sides reporting significant losses. Pakistan has long accused the Taliban of allowing Pakistan Taliban militants to operate from Afghan soil, a claim repeatedly denied by the Afghan government. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather will likely remain partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. Furthermore, the division has stated that there is currently no significant weather system influencing the country. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 12 to 14 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 25 and 27 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Ten writ petitions filed in Supreme Court seeking a mandamus order against House of Representatives dissolution. President Ramchandra Poudil and National Assembly Chair Narayan Prasad Dahal hold a meeting. Speaker Devaraj Ghemide consults the contemporary political situation with political parties' representatives. Nepal thrashes Oman by 38 runs in T20 World Cup qualifiers, qualifies for T20 World Cup 2026. And Afghan Taliban and Pakistan agree short truce after deadly clashes. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at RadioNepalOnline.com or on our mobile app and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.